Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of September, recording at 9:32 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights. On another volatile day, Asian stock markets predictably opened low at their lows for the most part today, but then rebounded to close near the day's highs and pare back losses quite considerably, and some even managing to squeak into the plus column. Hong Kong was among those. European stock markets saw a partial rebound for the most part, and Wall Street did quite well here today, really with the main averages gaining about 5% on average. That puts the Dow at 485 points. Now, long-dated government bonds reversing a lot of their rally yesterday, currently down, the 30-year bond is currently down 2 points and 21.30 seconds. And the dollar soared in here today. It has pushed the dollar index back up over 79, currently 79.5. And the euro dropped quite sharply down to 1.4073. Sterling also weak, down to 177.78. But again, as I say, dollar strength generally. And that weighed heavily on precious metals today because they did not get the fear buying that we had seen earlier. And gold is currently down 41.5 at 868. Silver fell over a dollar at one point, but is currently down 88 cents at 12.14. And the commodities were pretty much all weaker in here today as well. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, certainly yesterday was more shock and awe, the big surprise vote to not pass Paulson's rescue package, worked out on a supposedly bipartisan basis with both the Democrat leadership and the Republicans in the House of Congress. Now, Asian stock markets, which had been weak on Monday, really showed quite an improved performance in here today, as I say, recovering so much of those early declines. And why is this, and why the follow-through rallies in Europe and also the USA today? Or is this just a dead cat bounce and a one-day wonder in the sort of manic depressive environment that we've had, which has been more depressive than manic, it must be said. Now, on my second day back, I've had a chance to have a look through quite a few charts, mostly of indices. And what stands out, and I'm posting a few of these shortly, when I look at the broader indices, for instance, the MSCI indices of global stock markets, what stands out is that we have seen, as you know, we've seen five, or I would say even six, capitulation selling waves, six if you count the sort of mid-September plunge and then the decline that we saw right at the end of the month until today. And we have had particularly persistent selling since late May. We've also seen some of those broad stock market indices accelerate on the downside, and they've fallen well below their 200-day moving averages. So I think they look very oversold in the short term, and I think there's scope for some reversion to the mean here. Now, that's something I talked about a lot on the way up during the 4 year approximately bull market that we saw in global stock markets. And I like looking at those weekly candlestick charts with the 200-day moving averages, which represent the approximate mean in my view. And I've talked a lot about them in terms of overextension when we would get on the upside rallies that pulled too far above the moving average, then we would get a reversion back to the average. And similarly, we now have, of course, downward trending 200-day moving averages for most global stock markets, but many of them have fallen well below those averages and are therefore quite likely to see reversions back up to the mean. The last time they were up at the mean was in May, and then they collapsed back down from those levels. Now, yesterday I had mentioned that the sharp declines that we had seen had reaffirmed all the overall downward trends. Obviously, that's still the case. But my point today is that a number of those trends, having studied them, look really quite overextended. And therefore, and certainly we know that given the levels of fear that are in the marketplace, and the sharp declines that we've seen, that this is quite an oversold short-term situation. And I think we'll get more than a dead cat bounce. I think we'll get a better technical rally than that, partly due to what I've just mentioned, some downward acceleration, which usually leads to when it's on the downside, it usually leads to a low of an undetermined time frame. And I think we will see these technical rallies for a variety of reasons. Obviously, the oversold condition, which I've just mentioned. Also, we're moving into a seasonally bullish period for equities in the run up to year end and beyond. And perhaps most important, second to the chart action, or even more important than those overextensions, would be something I was talking about before going on holiday last week. I was saying that we might not see a firmer tone until we saw coordinated policies by central banks shifting their emphasis, in other words, from fighting inflation to attempting to promote growth. I also said that governments were crisis oriented. I've said that on so many occasions, and that therefore, paradoxically, they might not do much unless stock markets really took another swan dive. Well, stock markets have done that, and we've seen interest rate cuts. We will get more interest rate cuts. We've seen huge amounts, more than we've seen huge amounts of liquidity pumped into the system, and I think that will certainly continue. We're also getting the bank rescue packages in Europe and also the USA, so that's pretty good as well. Now, people say, "Well, wait a minute, this is the worst financial crisis since the Great Depression." We've been hearing that for quite some time, and it probably is, in the West at any rate. It's not a global banking crisis, but such are the declines that we've seen in those Western banks. And incidentally, the indices are not doing all that badly, although a number of banks have gone to zero or near zero in terms of their pricing. Others have held up better. Actually, banking indices in the U.S. and also in Europe have held up a little better than the broader indices recently. So, I see a number of factors here that suggest that we will see this year-end rally, and there's a possibility that it actually commenced today. We will get a support package from Congress, quite obviously. And I think that really the Rubicon's been crossed as far as policies are concerned. Central banks can be a lot more relaxed about inflation. They're not going to say so right away because they don't want to appear complacent. They wish to appear vigilant, but watch what they do rather than what they say. And I wager that the Bank of England and the ECB cut interest rates next month, or certainly before year end. And I think they should do just that. And then to return to a theme that I've mentioned on a number of occasions in recent weeks, well, in recent months, look at all the major concerns that are now far less worrying. Crude oil price. I've said back in oh, in July and beyond, that crude oil was everything. You know, if we got anything close to that $200 forecast by year end that so many people were making, not Fuller money, fortunately, that would be ruinous for stock markets, cause the severest of global recessions. And the spike that we saw to 147 and a bit was bad enough to certainly dramatically increase the risk of recession. But prices have fallen back quite sharply. The after effects linger, but the key point here is that crude oil has been trading around the $100 level or lower. And that's important. Food inflation, that was a huge scare. And we've seen agricultural commodity prices fall really quite sharply. The commodity inflation has certainly waned here, and that fashion into commodity investments that I talked about so often, that flood of money that went into those tracker funds that Jim Rogers and others were promoting. Well, people have been fleeing those investments. Gold has held up pretty well, but as I mentioned yesterday, the buying in gold is recent buying in gold is entirely down to fear. And if we get steadier stock market action, and I think, you know, if we do expect maybe some choppy activity in October, and there's still a risk that we could see some additional lows, but I think that would provoke more government activity. Now, obviously, the financial crisis isn't over. That's going to be with us for a while. So I'm just looking for this reversion to the mean in terms of technical rally. Towards year end. But my point regarding gold is that would cause fears to wane, and then I think that would be a headwind for gold. And also we've still got platinum. Platinum, I think, eased to another low in here today. It's right down at the $1,000 mark. That's an interesting level. Platinum looks way oversold down here. I think anybody who bought into a platinum bullion fund at this price would probably be quite pleased in a couple of years' time. But I'm mentioning it in context of gold. I think that unless platinum stages a major rebound from the psychological 1,000 level, or until it does that, that gold's rallies above $900 are a bit suspect. Now, what else to mention here? Yes, and also interest rates. Long-term interest rates are really quite low. So anything that governments can do in terms of the Western bank rescues that lower long-term borrowing rates, would obviously be hugely supportive of both global GDP growth and confidence in the financial sector generally. And confidence has certainly been the missing ingredient as far as stock markets are concerned. So there we are. Not quite the end of the world, after all, though I don't mean to be flippant about the economic problems that that we have. We see a fairly lengthy, or we're likely to see a fairly lengthy slowdown in global economic activity due to the perfect storm of events that have been discussed so often in these audios and in the written comment of the day. But a lot of that is reflected in the stock market declines that have already occurred. And I think that's a wrap for today, so I'll just say all the best to all of you.